We find ourselves in Nan Reich's atelier. Between the windows in the north-facing wall, there's a large, abstract painting of shapes resembling brain-like folds in violet and brown. Propped up against the opposite wall is an easel, with what appear to be scientific drawings of an oak ghoul from various angles. In one corner of the room is a cabinet, which houses a record player, some vinyls, and a stack of CDs. These orbit around a large table in the centre, on which lies a neat arrangement of well-worn spatulas and brushes. Next to these, underneath a scattered pile of scientific papers printed in a large, readable font, lies an English book on natural dyes. Nan is 91. She takes her time before she speaks, and when she does, she talks in short sentences. It takes Matilda and me a while before we get a feel for her pace and rhythm. "Have you been?" asks Nan. I make a guess at what she means. "To the garden." Nan beams. The garden at the Archalab under the Roos van Dekamerberg is her true love. She wants to know all about how it was when we visited it. She was there herself not so long ago. "There's a pear tree," she says. "I planted it at the time so that you need less other materials to achieve a deeper colour. It's quite a light pigment by itself. But I don't know if the tree is still budding. Did you look?" We had seen the tree, but did not pay attention to the buds when we were there. Nan reminisces about how she started the garden when she was a young student. She'd bought the pear tree at the Hortus Botanicus in Amsterdam and carried it to the Archalab on the back of her bike. "There was a company driving around the neighbourhood, making holes in the ground," Nan explains. "I asked if they could take a few samples of the earth under the concrete to see if it was usable. To do that, they had to use heavy machinery and drill 3 holes in the asphalt. Instead of covering these holes up again, I planted trees in them." Nan had first studied biology, but transitioned to making art early on in her life. "I saw through what I was doing," she says, "and I saw it on time. I didn't want to be part of that anymore." But Nan did not abandon her scientific background. On the contrary, when we ask her if she took anything from it into her artistic practice, she responds by immediately getting up and walking to the easel behind the table. "Do you see what these are?" she asks. "They are drawings, etchings I think, of budding stages of an oak. The buds are very small, so the drawings are enlarged. Growing an oak tree is very complicated. If you want to get a broader understanding of it, you have to go deep." This scientific background shines through in the way she speaks about painting with plants. For example, when explaining why she turned away from synthetic pigments, she says, "Dat is een aflopende reactie." This is the Dutch term for chemical reactions that continue until one of the reactants or all reactants are depleted. As we understand it, Nan uses this term to differentiate between extractive and regenerative processes of pigment making, whereby extractive processes frame our environment as a set of resources and take these resources for granted. Reflecting on the life and work of Nan, we note 2 important themes that are relevant for the Local Colour project. First, the way she relates to plants and other living organisms, and second, the immense background of habits, practicalities, sensitivities, and care that are necessary to sustain artistic practice together with living organisms. Nan made the decision to use exclusively plant-based pigments early on in her career. And although this material choice is very characteristic of her work, she's also very clear that working with plants requires a different attitude and different methods. We cannot simply replace synthetic pigments with plant-based pigments and call it a day. We also need to change our ways of working with and relating to plants. Nan warns us that you can use plants, but you can also abuse them. Beyond this, we can be inspired by the way Nan has let plants transform her life and art. Nan cares deeply about the garden at Archalab. She spent decades tending to it. And because Nan uses pigments that were cultivated from it, her paintings, the colours and shades, are all a result of this process of care and attention. Before the violet-brown colour in the painting on the northern wall, there was a harvest of pears. And before the pears, a tree. Before the tree, a seedling. She's been with these colours, nurtured them. Her paintings carry the garden through them. We take it that this attitude is a result from a very close and embodied relationship with the plants she was growing. She says, "When you make pigment from plants and you try things out and tinker, you get dirty hands." Nan's work cannot be reduced to her paintings made with plant dyes. Her method, in which she refused to disentangle colours from their sources, is part and parcel of it. If we take the same approach in local colour, we're sure to be confronted with similar troubles Nan has faced. The troubles of making land available for dye plants and unavailable for other things. Tending to some plants and ignoring others. Making habitats and taking them away. When we first contacted Nan, we were incredibly excited to speak with her. She was, after all, such a revered expert on plant dyes. What secrets could she share with us? What recipes does she have? What plants have we been missing out on? After our conversation, we realized that these questions were a little naive. Her secrets and recipes took years to accumulate, and it's not possible to just transmit the art of noticing that she so keenly developed in one interview. Nan's artistic practice was much larger than that. To keep it alive, the garden needs to be kept alive. Her habits need to be kept alive. Thankfully, the Acha Lab is taking this seriously and has appointed several apprentices to continue Nan's legacy and maintain the garden. Nan was not the first person to use plant dyes. This practice is an ancient one. At the same time, for Nan, dyeing with plants never got old. Her attitude of wonder allowed her to approach plants with fresh astonishment each time. Reflecting on Nan's work, we can appreciate the Local Colour Project as a wave within a much broader and older movement of nurturing plant dyes, while letting this history transform our current and future ways of doing things.